W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The White House says it has warned Iran against any retaliatory attack on Israel. An Israeli strike last week on Iran's consulate in Syria killed several senior Iranian commanders. CBS's David Martin.
U.S. intelligence is monitoring Iran as it makes preparations for a major drone and missile attack against Israel that could come really at any time, perhaps within the next 24 hours.
Federal workers might have had information compromised by Russian hackers in a Microsoft breach, CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The nation's top cybersecurity agency has issued a new emergency directive after a Russian intelligence-linked hacking campaign breached Microsoft and may have left some of its customers, including the federal government, vulnerable. CISA is now warning affected federal civilian agencies of a potential breach by Midnight Blizzard and mandating they reset authentication credentials by April 30th. Nicole Skanga, CBS News, Washington.
NFL star O.J. Simpson, whose legacy was overshadowed by the killings of his former wife, Nicole, and her friend, Ron Goldman, has died. Simpson once lived in L.A.'s Brentwood neighborhood where George Mulsberger resides.
No particular loss. Sorry to see anybody die, but I'm sure some people out there are missing his wife as well.
KNX's Vicki Moore covered the Simpson trials.
He had such incredible charisma. You know, whether it was civil court or criminal court, O.J. Simpson was a huge personality in the room, and he was never one to shy away from attention. He actually courted it.
Simpson has died of cancer at 76. Feds charged Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter with bank fraud in connection with his illegal bets and stolen money from Ohtani's bank account.
I'm Peter King. U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada says interpreter Ipe Mizuhara stole much more than was first believed to pay off his illegal bets.
The evidence we've gathered over the past few weeks has demonstrated that in total, Mr. Mizuhara stole over $16 million from Mr. Ohtani's account.
He says there's no evidence that he bet on baseball, and Ohtani is clearly the victim.
Members of Congress from Maryland pushed legislation that would have Washington pay for the entire reconstruction of the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore. CBS's Scott McFarland.
What it does is make sure that federal taxpayers pick up the tab of whatever recovery, restoration, rebuilding is needed, but with this caveat, that if there is some company found liable for causing the crash and causing the collapse, they reimburse the taxpayers.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession at an alarming rate. That's according to the Department of Public Instruction's workforce report for 2022. The report also says teacher pay in real dollars has dropped 20% over the past 12 years. Changes for the better at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Limits on pepper spray, restraints, and strip searches correlate with better behavior. Deputy Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy tells a state Senate committee that's not all.
Staff morale was exceptionally good overall at the time of the visit. A review of video over the reporting period showed staff regularly engaging with youth. Staff were extremely friendly.
New rules on a trial basis at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools since February could become permanent this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers will play in Brazil. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL made the announcement yesterday. It's the Packers and the Eagles for the first NFL game ever in Brazil. They'll play Friday night, September 1st, in a soccer stadium that once hosted the World Cup. I caught up with Packers president Mark Murphy on the tailgate tour in Beloit today, who says he has some concerns.
It is a long trip. It's about a 12-hour flight and just kind of working through some of the logistics for the league. But I'm confident things will work out with the league.
Baseball, despite some showers in Cincinnati, the Brewers had a steady flow of hits to beat the Reds 7-2. Today's game was rained out. NBA, Giannis will be out for the next several weeks, but the Bucks last night beat the Magic 117-99. Doc Rivers asked this after the game.
What is it about that Bobby Portis, Pat Beverly duo that injects so much energy into the team?
They're both nuts. You know, in a very good way.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy with isolated evening showers and storms, turning partly cloudy overnight, low mid-40s. Sunshine returns but staying breezy tomorrow, high mid-50s. Much warmer for the weekend and full of lots of sunshine. Low 60s Saturday, mid-60s Sunday. Currently 51 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Entering hour number two on this Thursday edition of Nightlight, I am joined in studio here by Ed the Diver and Silent J, having a talk about what Ed does. It's so cool. Before we move into more of my quirky underwater questions, where can people, like, you're all about cleaning up the waterways. Mm-hmm. Where can people donate if this is something that they want to get behind, and who doesn't want clean water, right?
And what's been cool, a lot of people have been jumping on and helping us. I've got a tiered sponsor list. Just had two extra people put on there today, but there's different tiers. The top one being the mermaid tier that I added.
Oh, nice.
Per request of Ryan Rubel, who is one of the guys. He's a Meanwhile Wisconsin, that's his channel, a big social media influencer, but he's like, hey, you got to have the mermaid tier. And that's a $10,000 tier for sponsorship. Wow. But then it goes down to sturgeon tier for $5,000, and then it keeps going down all the way down to like bluegill tier for like $10 sponsorship.
Nice.
So it's been cool. A lot of people want to be on the walleye tier, which is at a certain amount of money too. But I just try to make those tiers and make it more interesting. And I've had working with Nicolay as a sponsor. He's been helping me keep going here. And then, of course, Christy with her buying the Barbie. That definitely helped me.
That had to bump you up here into a new tax bracket, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
What is Nicolay? Is that Nicolay Bank?
Nicolay Law.
Oh, Nicolay Law.
Yeah, Fear
okay.
the Beard.
Oh, Fear the Beard.
You see those all over the place, don't you?
Had you? A connection there with beards, probably.
Yeah.
We got some text here. Wendy Seafelt says, good afternoon. I think we saw that one. Sherry says,
Wendy.
That's right. That's
my aunt Wendy.
Well, you got it. The family should watch, right?
Yes.
Does she support you? Does she write
a
check?
Oh, yeah. I love her. That's she's so looks just like my mom. My mom passed away a long time ago, but they're like almost twins.
Oh, nice. Wendy, thanks for joining us tonight. Sherry from Horicon says, I would rather stay on the beach. Me too. I'm fair skinned and I'd still rather stay on the beach. Underwater creeps me out. A lot of people like, I just like land. I don't like being up high. I have no desire to bungee jump. I'm nervous when I fly until we're up and I don't want to be in the water. Like, I like to swim, but man, deep water, deep, dark water, even if it's fresh water, scares the living daylights out of me. What's the deepest water you've been in?
100 feet down in Jamaica. Whoa. That was about 5 years ago. But mainly most of my dives or our dives are 2 to 12 feet.
Okay.
So we're just in the rivers where everybody's fishing. We're doing recoveries like in marinas and stuff like that. It's not too deep.
Yeah. So if people did want to donate, did you give a website, Ed, or where can they go?
You can go to edthediver.com to donate or at Venmo. You just Ed the Diver at Venmo. PayPal, Bieber's Underwater Recovery is at gmail.com. So you can also just go to my Facebook page and look where you can donate. It's kind of one of my most recent posts you can look at. It has a schedule for a summer tour. We'll be traveling around the Midwest to do cleanups everywhere.
He's an easy man to find, folks. Empty your pockets. Throw them in there. We need clean water. Brian Fisk says, hi, Ed. Lure Hunter here. Thanks for spreading the word about cleaning up our waters. And I understand Brian was a big influence on you.
Yeah, well, we both do cleanups. Actually, he keeps telling me when you come down to De Pere, Voyager Park, let me know. I was down there today, couldn't find Brian, but I found a couple lures on the banks and found a lot of trash. So I was waiting for you, Brian. I thought you were going to get a hold of me.
Here's a nice text that might make you feel good. Heights and Hub Parlor says, Ed the Diver, thanks for being awesome. Just all around awesome. You can't beat that.
They actually just gave me a hat last night, and we're actually going to go there for supper and for a couple you know, what the whistle after this.
Libations? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go.
Thank you. Thank you, Heights. Teresa T. Pittman Barrick. Hey, Ed. And what is that after that?
Those are probably emojis. Teresa's known for, like, she's like the emoji queen, so it probably is not showing up on here. But every post that she does has about at least 20 or 30 emojis, and it's just crazy. But she loves it. I love her comments.
I'd love to be an emoji queen. Sherry says, great. Brian Fisk again. Dang, work got in the way. All right, that's a good excuse. Yeah. And then Teresa again says, cleaning the waters is key to our kids' future. Helps plant wildlife, too. Mm-hmm. You know, what's interesting is everybody's talking about how people, like, in 20 years, Michigan is going to be the place to be, Wisconsin, Minnesota, like, with climate change and all that kind of stuff. How important, Ed, is it from a guy like you to hear this from Ed? How important is it that we take care of the PFAS and clean up our waters?
It's very important. And actually, over the last couple of years of diving in the Menominee River, it's really been clearing up. You know, this year you can see like 6 to 8 feet. The visibility is awesome.
Wow.
And there's been times when it's like, you know, 2 to 3 feet. I wanted to go dive in the Fox River, but that's just, it's hard to do it. Like, you have to have your face right on the rocks to try to look for a shiny lure or something. You can barely see. It's scary. The sturgeon are bumping in India. You got, you know, other random stuff. Just bumping in. It's kind of creepy. So.
That's a nightmare. My God. What is this? How dirty is the Fox River? Like, have you been?
Bad. Yeah. Compared to the Okano River, the Peshco River, the Menominee River, it's not good. So whatever they got to do here to work on that, I don't know if it's from factories or from what it is from maybe big cities, sewage running into the river or what. Yeah, it's not very fun to dive in.
So what is the dirtiest place you guys have ever been? Silent J, let's let you go first. You cannot do a one-word answer, buddy.
Mississippi River.
No kidding.
Yes. In Alma, Wisconsin on the border.
Really? Why was it dirt? Just like pollution or?
It's so dark. You go down and you got to feel your hands on the bottom. You can't see your hands. You're waiting for about 10, 15 seconds. Then you can barely read the white lettering on your gloves. And then about 15 more seconds, you can finally see. And it's just dark, mucky bottom.
Wow.
Zebra mussels.
Zebra mussels all over the place in there, too.
What is that, the same for you?
Yeah. We went there to do a collaboration with the Great Alma Fishing Float in Alma, Wisconsin. And we were supposed to clean up around this big float that can find a lot of lures, a lot of stuff. But we ended up finding, you know, a couple chairs, a grill cover. And I think all the lures were either covered up with zebra mussels or the current took them away because we didn't find many lures at all.
All right. So what's the biggest danger when you're diving? What is the most dangerous thing you can encounter? Or what's in the back of your head, I guess?
Well, I suppose, I mean, the cold. The cold is dangerous. And just like I said before, it's addicting. You want to keep, you just keep telling yourself just one more.
Yeah.
So when you're cold, you know, you can start cramping up and, you know, you got to get out and you start cramping up. Or when your regulator, it'll start the free flow. It'll freeze open and you got air constantly rushing through. But where we dive, it's shallow. You get a problem, you just come up, go over to shore, take your gear off, shut the tank off. So, I mean, there's not really anything too dangerous. You know, you run into snapping turtles. I had put my hand right in front of one a few times and they just sit there. You'd think they'd snap at you.
Really?
I'm just, I'm worried about an angry beaver coming after me at some point.
Oh, yeah. Is there something you've seen down there that you're like, you don't even know what it is? Like, are you ever worried you're going to see something that's like extraterrestrial or prehistoric, different than sturgeon though?
A mermaid.
Oh yeah. That would do it.
Yeah. Mermaid, but that's kind of been the running joke. We call Christy the mermaid of the Fox River. She loves that title.
Get her under the water. Get her down there.
Yeah, we're going to Florida, actually coming up here from April 25th to May 1st. And we're going to Fort Myers Beach, and I'm going to try to get her in the water.
Nice.
And if she doesn't go off, the dunk her under a few times.
You just incriminated yourself if something happens, but we'll bury the tapes. So, Ed, are you involved in the PFAS issue? Like, does that creep you out? Like, or is that something? It is pollution. I mean,
yeah, I'm not too worried about it. I just do what I do. Just hop in the water, and you know, when we get out, your suit, you smell like a dirty river. So I'll bring my suit home, throw it in the bathtub, and turn the shower on. And you can just see like the brown, green stuff coming off your suit. So I'm sure it's saturated my skin. A lot of times this time of year, I'll be diving. I'll be sick for 3 days. And it's just either swallowing a little bit of water or that walleye milt, what they call it, semen or something. You can see it. This time of year, you can just see the walleye semen coming past your face when you're in the river. And it's like, oh,
anyone who is listening who spaced out for a moment just perked up when you said that. Wait, what is that? What did I miss?
Oh, milt.
That's really cool. Well, I wish you luck. I really admire what you're doing. And when my little house 20 years from now sells for $4 million because we live in the Great Lakes, we will have Ed the Diver to thank for cleaning up the world. Because nobody's going to come here. Like, this is a great place to live to begin with. But when the water in Miami rises or whatever happens out west, there's no water, and people come here, we have to have clean water. So I really applaud you for what you're doing. Both you guys, and this would be a great time for a one-word answer, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you...
Teamwork.
What do you guys watch when you're done? Because that's what we talk about on this show. My background is, like, show business, so we talk about what we're watching, movies, TV. What do you guys... What are you into? Are you binge-watching anything?
I usually binge-watch Mountain Men.
What's that on?
That's on Spike TV. It's on Pluto. I just have a regular Roku TV and I watch Pluto. Nice.
And I watch Netflix once in a while. I don't have any TV channels in my house, no cable TV, so it's but I'm most of the time I'm on my phone editing videos or my iPad, or I'm responding to comments hours a day, messages, emails. So I don't really have too much time for TV.
Where's a place you want to go where you want to explore that you haven't been to yet?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would like to go like somewhere tropical, like a jungle forest, and just dive some random waterfall and just hopefully not get eaten by a snake or something.
See, that would creep me out. Like the Amazon or going to South America where there's like poisonous snakes and stuff. No, thanks. No. So you guys, this is so much fun. Conrad, you got to ask a question. You've been sitting over there more silent than Silent Jay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think we just started a friendship here. He's even more silent than Silent Jay. We got another text here. Teresa says Crandon Barbie was scary. We've done and fought. Oh,
still is.
Yeah, she doesn't look much better. And Sherry says we've done and fought my whole life. I'm 64. Ha ha. Teresa says, ha ha, magnet fishing rod. What does that mean?
They magnet fish part of their channel and stuff. Her name is just T.
T. Okay.
And it's just T. Like she likes to be called T. But she's a very good supporter of what we're doing. And I always like seeing her feedback and her comments.
So it's edthediver.com.
Edthediver.com. You can donate there. You can see what I got. I'll have more lures on there soon. But right now we have a local demand selling lures. So I can't ship much right now.
Become a mermaid. And these dolls, you guys, you need something new. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They've run their course.
Take care.
Although Ken's getting...
Ken, right. Yeah.
I don't even know what to make of that. It looks obscene. Okay. Thank you so much, guys, for being here. It was so much fun. Keep doing the work you're doing, and come back anytime.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, Ed the Diver and Silent Jay will be back. Chip Chinnery joins us at 8:35, and we will talk about The Princess Bride next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
That question to the experts, assuming that there are some out there, they're probably alone, solitaire. I can remember when I caught up with a pastime intimate friend. She said, but you're probably gonna say I look lovely, but you're probably gonna think nothing of me. She was right though, I can't lie. She's just one of those corners of my mind, and I just put it right back.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. An emergency fund is a special kind of savings you set aside for emergencies and emergencies only. Who should have one? Everybody. And why should you have one? In a word, security. Did you know that today, more than half of the adults in America, 147 million of us, can't even afford a $1,000 emergency? I recommend socking away at least $1,000 and eventually building up to 3 to 6 months of household expenses. You want to keep your emergency fund somewhere easy to access, like a savings account, and not in the stock market, thank you very much. Look, we can't avoid bad things happening, but we can work to make sure that when that never gonna happen to me thing does happen to one of us, we are as financially prepared as we can be. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. Till next time, take good care.
You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Matinee on Air.
That was really cool. Ed the Diver, Silent J, and Christy Barlament with a sweet hookup. It was great to have those guys in the studio. So much fun talking. And Conrad, could you go underwater like that?
No, I'm scared of going underwater like that.
But, you know, I mean, who isn't really? I mean, yeah, Ed sounded like he was a little scared, but he still did it because he thinks it's cool and he's curious. But, yeah, you'd have to pay me a lot of money,
yes.
I think.
Yes, me too.
I mean, a lot of money. Like, you don't have the kind of money it would take to get me underwater. So what are we doing here? We got Chip Chinnery coming up in a few minutes. And you, wait, what did you watch? Tell me about that show you watched. That sounds really cool.
So a new show just dropped on Amazon Prime Video, and it's called Fallout, which is based on a video game. And it's basically post a lot. Can you say the word for me?
Post-apocalyptic. Happy to help.
I can't talk right now, I guess. But yeah, it's based on a video game that came out, I believe, in like 2008 or something around there. And originally came out on Xbox. And I played the game when I was younger. I really enjoyed it. But it tells the story of 230 years after a bomb goes off.
That's crazy.
And they're trapped in a fallout shelter. They finally are able to go out to the world after radiation levels drop. And it's like people have already been up there for a bunch of years.
So they're weird because of radiation if they're alive at all.
Yes. Yeah. And there is a character in it that doesn't have a nose. What? And it's pretty much looks like just skin.
See, that freaks me out. Honestly.
And he's called the ghoul.
The two things, the injuries I can't stand in movies, when there's like a fight scene or whatever, is when someone gets stabbed in the eye.
Oh, yeah.
And when someone has lost their nose for some particular reason or an ear. That just, I can't do it. It's brutal.
Yeah, but I mean, I would definitely recommend this show. Yeah. It just came out yesterday. And
what's it on?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Episodes are about 1 hour and 30.
Wow, that's crazy too.
But like, it's definitely worth that, like, that length, because it really tells a great story.
Yeah, no, that sounds really cool. I've been watching Sugar on Apple TV. I started the other night when I got home. I was so tired. I watched Ripley on Netflix, and I watched the first episode of that, and it was cool. I liked it. And then I went to Sugar with Colin Farrell. It's like a noir. He's like a PI who's hired to find a billionaire's missing granddaughter. And they splice in like cuts of Humphrey Bogart when he was a PI on the beat. So it's really cool. I'm 2 episodes into that, 3 episodes into Ripley. And then last night I stayed up extra late and I watched the 5th installment of Manhunt, which is also on Apple TV. And it's about the search for John Wilkes Booth after he shot Lincoln at Ford's Theater. And it's really, I like it a lot. It's really well done. It's like historical fiction. It's pretty cool. So I would recommend that. What clips do we have? We got to get through some of these clips because there was a lot of stuff to drop this week.
Yes.
And
we do got some Princess Bride.
I don't think we have time for Princess Bride. But
I do have a short clip from Parks and Recreation.
Let's do Parks and Rec. And
it's
then
Ron Swanson.
I love Ron Swanson. Okay, let's do that one. And then do we have an LA Confidential we didn't play?
That one, I don't believe we can play.
Oh, it's too much swearing?
Yeah.
I'm kind of in a noirish LA cop kind of mood because of Sugar, but
we do have Nobody.
Oh, that's right, Bob Odenkirk. All right, let's do Parks and Rec first.
Listen, I was trying to buy this handcrafted mahogany wood model of a B-25 Mitchell Panchito aircraft.
Aw, for me?
Don't sass me. And I went to this website, and this ad popped up that said, "Hey, Ron Swanson, check out this great offer."
What's your question?
My question is, what the hell?
Like, how do they know who you are?
Yeah.
Okay. There are these things called cookies, where, like, if you go to a site and buy something, it'll remember you and then create ads for other stuff you might want to buy.
So it learns information about me? Seems like an invasion of privacy.
Dude, if you think that's bad, go to Google Earth and type in your address.
He throws his computer in the garbage.
He's the guy on that show that has like he has a seat opposite his desk and like a fake gun pointed right at the seat. He's fun. He was at the Wisconsin Film Festival a few years ago. Nick Offerman. He's such a good actor. And he did a really short, kind of not a cameo because he was in the entire episode, but where he was like, he played a gay guy who came across another guy what's the show on HBO? The Last of Us. And it was kind of the standalone episode. And I was talking about it, I think, the other night with Matt Miller. And it's such a great episode. And the range he showed on that from what he does on Parks and Rec to playing this guy living alone during the apocalypse and basically getting into a relationship with this other guy who's trying just to find somewhere to stay. It was so great. He's a really, really good actor. I don't know what his connection to Wisconsin is, or if he even has one, but oftentimes, like, these film festivals will bring in people who, you know, have some tie to the state. Tomorrow night on the show, folks, we got a big one too. Emerson Lehman will be here. Tell us a little bit about Emerson and your connection to Mr. Lehman.
Grew up in Keewaskum.
Yeah.
That's our hometown. And now we both live up here in Green Bay.
You're kind of like neighbors too, right? Like me and Ed the Diver.
Yeah. We found out we live in the same apartment complex.
That's
so
funny.
That's.
Is he digging Green Bay?
Yeah, he likes it just like I do. So
he told me last time he was here, he told me I gave him something to watch and he gave me something to watch. And I can't remember. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the whole damn podcast just to find out what we were discussing. But he's got very good taste in TV and movies. Rob Thomas will be here. A very sassy Rob Thomas will be here tomorrow night at 8:05. He's going to talk about tonight in Wisconsin at the Wisconsin Film Festival in Madison. Alexander Payne is making a personal appearance. He wrote Sideways, and he was showing it tonight at the film festival, a 20th anniversary screening of Sideways, and he was going to answer questions afterwards. And I'm so envious. Rob is there tonight. And I said, why don't you come on Nightlight afterwards to talk about it? So he's going to be on tomorrow night at 8:05, but I forgot we had Emerson. I put Rob at 7:35, then I put him at 8:35, and I forgot we had Terry, and I moved him to 8:05. And he said, yeah, 8:05 is good until you find another time for me. So Rob will be here tomorrow night at 8:05, and Terry Barr, as always, has some new music. Did you listen to it?
I haven't yet.
Okay.
But she gave me two to choose from.
She just brings great music. They have great guests on Max Inc. If you have not checked out Max Inc., it is a six-hour-long broadcast from Civic Media headquarters, and they have live performances with up-and-coming musicians, well-established musicians. They're just great. All right, coming up next, he's an actor, he's an author, he's a comedian, and he runs a tax money tips website, and he's my good friend, Chip Chinnery. That's coming up next on Nightline. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are these lights so bright?
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The White House warns Iran against any retaliatory attack on Israel after Israel's strike on a consulate in Syria that killed senior Iranian commanders. CBS's David Martin on what Iran is doing to prepare.
Moving missiles from out of their storage sites into launch position and putting air defenses on high alert.
Federal workers might have had messages and information compromised by Russian hackers, CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The nation's top cybersecurity agency has issued a new emergency directive after a Russian intelligence-linked hacking campaign breached Microsoft.
Hall of Fame running back O.J. Simpson, who was acquitted of murdering his ex-wife and her friend, dies of cancer at 76. Simpson used to live in L.A.'s Brentwood neighborhood, where Bill Cloke currently lives.
It's kind of a sad, tragic end to his life, which could have been so much more.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley says she won't run for re-election next year. That'll mean an open seat when the ideological balance of the court goes back on the line. Bradley is 73 and was first elected to the court in 1995. Wisconsin is limiting pepper spray restraints and strip searches at youth prisons. Deputy Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy tells a state Senate committee that staff is now using better methods.
It's well documented that human beings are fundamentally more likely to change their behaviors when they make a choice to do so on their own rather than using persuasion tactics, force, coercion, or punishment.
It's part of a court settlement 6 years ago after a scathing review of the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy with isolated evening showers and storms, turning partly cloudy overnight, low mid-40s. Sunshine returns but staying breezy tomorrow, high mid-50s. Much warmer for the weekend and full of lots of sunshine. Low 60s Saturday, mid-60s Sunday. Currently 51 degrees.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Well, welcome back. What were you trying to point at?
The mic. It was just in front of the camera.
Oh. I would have figured that out eventually. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. Oh, what a show. Talking about O.J. Simpson passing away today. And then having a really cool guest, with Ed the Diver. How can we keep this going, you ask? I'll tell you how. We have a gentleman named Chip Chinnery joining us now. He is an author, a comedian, an actor, and he's really good with money. Like, I mean, he owes me $1,000, but other than that, he's great with money. Chip, welcome to Nightlight. Welcome back to Nightlight.
Hey, Pete. Yes, thank you. So I'm a three-timer now, I think, something like that.
Yeah, you're a bestie. It's official. How you doing?
Oh, I missed the earlier chitter chatter. You were talking about the juice, eh?
It was kind of like one of those "where were you when it happened" type things. I'm assuming you remember really where is. You were.
Yeah, I was at the Last Laugh Comedy Club condo in Phoenix, Arizona, with Adam Ferrara, and went over to the club, and we were watching a basketball game where the playoffs were on, as I recall.
Ah.
Some basketball game was on, but then all of a sudden in the little tiny corner in the corner of the screen, they had the Bronco. And then suddenly the Bronco took over the whole screen and the basketball game was in the corner. And we were watching it in the manager's office on a black and white TV. It was very strange.
I think every comic that watched that was the situation. I was at Who's on First in Elmhurst outside of Chicago. The Sinise brothers owned it. They were making comments that were inappropriate while we were watching the
program. They were making inappropriate comments.
Oh, my God.
Taken aback by that.
It was, and Mike Ostrowski, I think, is the other comic that was watching with me. And it's just like, because I remember when you got the news that Nicole Brown Simpson had died. And then they released, I think after that Ron Goldman had died. But O.J. Simpson was in Chicago. I was like, oh, my God, that's terrible. And then It just started to unfold. It's like, no, wait, he got on the plane after. Oh, they found a knife. It's like, oh, my God. Like, it was just like one of those things you just can't even believe happened.
Yeah, because people don't think of it. If you're not old enough, you don't realize how much people loved. America loved O.J. He was likable.
Yeah.
He was in movies. He was a commercial spokesman. Ugh. He was great.
Yeah.
People loved him, besides being a tremendous football player. And then things went south.
There might be some people who still like him, for all we know, Chip. I don't care for him.
I don't know those people.
I don't know those
but
people
you know what?
Either. So, anyway. I don't have a bone to pick with you, but because everything you do on Facebook and social media, I actually love. But it's hard to look at pictures of yourself. I'm looking at myself on a monitor right now. It's hard to look at myself. So, I see a picture of myself from 30 years ago, and I'm like, dear God, the hair.
Yeah,
and like
you actually look so young in the picture I posted today on Facebook.
I look like 19.
I was like, you look so young. I couldn't believe it. And I look young, of course, because
yeah.
I don't look like that anymore. I'm not. And Ooh. I had actually, this is a little cheat that I'll let you in on. I had just gone on Nutrisystem for 3 weeks, so I was probably 15 pounds lighter than I normally had been. Yeah.
You know, is it
the fastball?
Yeah. Is it too much to ask you to Photoshop these before you put them on? Like maybe take 10 pounds off my cheeks or something. I think I was telling people earlier when I started doing stand up, you know, those are some of the funnest days of my adulthood. You know, you meet all these new guys, you're bonding, you do your set, you have some drinks, drive home, and I would always stop for food. And I think I said, Rich Brown was recording one of his sets at the Funny Bone in Schaumburg. And I said, hey, do you mind recording me too? I'd like to watch my act. I'm going to try some new stuff, whatever. He said, sure. And he gives me a copy of the tape. And I cannot believe how bloated I looked and how big my head was. You don't see yourself. You don't know. So anyway, but your stuff is great. I love when you post that stuff. And how is the book selling? Tell us about your book again.
I wrote a book about my first year on the road called Charging Mount Stand Up, my first year on the road. And it was, I used to keep a journal on the road when I was doing stand up, and I would also take pictures at every gig. And so this book is packed with photos and entries from my journal about what happened in my first year doing stand-up on the road. So if people are into stand-up or curious about the lifestyle, that is the real deal, that it's out there on Amazon, or you can go to chipchinnery.com and pick it up too. Click on the link. It's sold a lot, and now it's trickling. I sense that, you know, I haven't been pushing it so hard, and I don't know. I think these types of things need to catch the wind stream and take off. And
yeah,
until you get up that high, I don't think you catch the wind stream. So I'm very happy with what it is, and maybe it'll have a future life, or maybe it'll continue just to slowly get out there and until Tom Hanks reads it and goes, oh, my gosh, I'd like to option this. And then I say, well, it's not for sale, Mr. Hanks. Move
here's
along.
Here's what you got to do, Chip. You got to get on Oprah. Make it a book
Oprah?
Club. Yeah. Is she still on?
Hold on. I hope so.
Her last name is
I got this book club thing.
I think it's Winfrey or something like that. But check it out.
Winfrey.
If she gets behind your book, buddy, you're set. Just something to think about. Think it over.
All right. I'll think about it.
I love
and
that I
see your people out there know. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I had a slot open on the show tonight. I'm like, Chip posted this picture. And you told the story, the other comic's name was Rob Haney. And I think, I want to say, yep. Chip, that was my first gig, paid gig.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was your first, because you had only been doing stand-up. I wrote in my journal that you had only been doing stand-up for 8 months, and you were in Chicago, and you drove to this gig.
Yeah.
Would that be about right?
That would be about right. That would be right.
Yeah,
and
you're working professionally. 8 months in was pretty strong.
Well, it's strong, maybe, on the surface, but it was also the time of a comedy boom, and they needed comics. And I thought I was an okay comic, but that helped. And then when a lot of guys started headlining before they were ready to headline, myself included, because of the boom, and rooms were popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
I love that you posted this picture today because Rob was in it, and I remember that story. And you kind of told the story on your Facebook post. And I was this young, I think I was probably 22, 21. I don't even remember how old I was, but we were walking back to our room. And I thought, I met you. And I was like, oh, this is a pretty normal guy. This is cool. You know, I'm working the road. And Rob comes out of his room and he says, hey, you guys smoke pot? And we were both like, no. And he goes, oh, yeah, okay, me either. So is Rob still out there working?
No, Rob got into radio a little bit, did about 4 years of radio, and then he bought Wiley's Comedy Club in Dayton.
What?
From 2000 to 2014. Yeah.
Wow.
And I think Dave Chappelle has since purchased it, but I'm not certain on that.
No. Why is Dave Chappelle purchasing a comedy club?
Yeah. Don't know the details, but that's what I've heard several people say. I don't know what that means. Is it a regular club? Is it still operating as a club? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it just a space where he likes to jump in and work out whenever he wants? I don't know.
I get that. I mean, if he lives close to there and wants a place, but why on earth would you want the headache of owning a comedy, especially if you're Dave Chappelle and you've probably got more money than you know what to do with, I would imagine.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he has somebody. Dave probably doesn't do day to day. Got a guy.
He's not doing the books.
No, he's not even asking out. Hey, did we get new Pepsi stuff in? What about Mr. Pibb? Did we get any of that? We're out of Pibb. People like Mr. Pibb. Come on.
Oh, that's
how we
funny.
Doing on jalapeno poppers. No, that's not Dave. He's
so
chilling at home.
Is there going to be another book, Chip? Are you going to write like a follow up to Charging Mount Stand Up? What? How would you summarize your days on the road? Do you look back at them fondly?
I do, but as I write this, I think, wow, I wasted a lot of time. I wonder if my life, my career would have been better. I worked pretty hard.
Yeah,
but I wonder. I didn't work as hard as everyone. Like, I always read stories about, say, Bob Odenkirk just writing all day long in Chicago. Type.
Wow. Yeah.
Did you tell me this? Or, like, somebody told me about AJ Lentini. I think they were roommates at one point. And AJ's like, hey, we're going to go out and grab lunch. You want to go, Bob? He's like, tap, 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 tap. No, I'm good, guys. Thanks. And they come back and, hey, we're going to head out to this thing. You want to go? No, I'm working on this thing. And tap, 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 tap. There's Bob Odenkirk working really hard. And it paid off, you know, not just because he became a good actor, but he wrote so much.
Yeah.
I got him the TV show, Mr. Show.
Yeah, no kidding. He told a great story on a radio show I heard him on recently where he wrote the Matt, the Chris Farley skit. Conrad, what's Matt, what's his name?
Matt.
The guy that lives in a van down by the river.
Down by the river.
Yeah. Odenkirk wrote that and submitted it because he was friends with Robert Smigel, and they used it. So he wrote that skit for Chris Farley. I don't know if he wrote it for Chris Farley, but that's who they used. And he was still waiting tables at Ed DeBevick's on a Saturday night. He looks up at the screen and sees the sketch he wrote being performed on Saturday Night Live. I think that's the coolest story. Yeah, he has earned everything he's gotten.
He became a writer on SNL, right?
Yeah, he did. And eventually they hired him. Yeah. He's like, what a career. The guy's doing
Conan and
yeah, he's doing action films now. Like he's done everything. He's headlined. He's been the lead.
Nobody. I like that movie.
Great movie. Yeah, we were just talking about that movie before, and he's got not a follow up, but another one in the same kind of genre coming up. So now all of a sudden he's like this guy who's doing like badass movies. I mean, he's just from Mr. Show to Breaking Bad to Better Call Saul to Nobody. Like just the stuff he does, and then the stuff he does like in cameos on the Larry Sanders Show, or he turns up on this show or that show. Yeah. It's just phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think the road I could have worked a little bit harder.
Yeah.
But I still look back and think I got to meet a lot of tremendous people and had built friendships. It was really was a fraternity, including the women, you know, everybody, all the comics almost had an instant bond. Here it is 35 years later, we're putting these pictures up on Facebook and people are saying, wait, what? Oh my gosh, do you remember that club?
Yeah.
Talking about it.
I mean, people love it. And it just for those of you listening, Chip he took a picture basically with every comic or the entire roster that night he worked with. And I'm sure there were nights you forgot your camera or someone didn't want, did anybody ever not want their picture taken?
There was never a night when I forgot my camera.
I didn't mean to insult you.
I have an issue, probably OCD of some sort. I don't know.
Oh,
but no, I miraculously. There was a time when my camera got stolen out of my trunk outside of the Improv in New York City. And in that roll of film that was stolen was a picture of Dave Attell when he opened for me, whose special, by the way, is on Netflix right now. It's very funny. I just watched
it. Very funny guy. Is it I haven't seen it yet. He's just so great, though.
Yeah, he's great, and he was my opening act at Bananas and Poughkeepsie.
Wow.
But that picture didn't get into my possession because somebody needed my camera more than I did. So there are a few pictures I don't have, but other than me snapping a picture without a roll of film in the camera, which happened once or twice, I have pictures of everyone I worked with, and I'm just slowly putting them on Facebook, trying to do it once a week, and I may stop doing it if people stop replying to it. And hey, thumbs up, but for now I'm having fun.
It seems like everybody
the road
the comments I read under the photos you post are so much fun because everybody has a lot of fun with it. It seems like
it is fun, and it's fun to see people you haven't seen in a while. And I realize what this is basically, this seems strange to many people, but to me it's kind of like if some guy did vaudeville, you know, in the early 1900s or whenever that was, and said, hey, I took pictures at every one of my gigs, and I have stories about all these comics, and you'd have no idea who they are, but until you saw, oh, Dean Martin, I remember him. Yeah, oh, Jerry Lewis, sure. Other than that. So right. I realize it's kind of no names to a lot of people, but it's fun stories that in my book I write about. Hear me soft playing my book. The book is packed with hilarious stories of stars.
Don't undersell it. You've never heard of any of these guys. They take bad pictures, but you got to buy the book.
You wouldn't know them. I write about Dave Attell, Dave Chappelle. Both those guys opened for me, those gentlemen. Brian Regan, Rita Rudner, Richard Belzer. All these funny people. And a lot of people you don't know who are hilarious. And again, you know everybody in the book. They're all stars.
They're all – no, but they're stars and they're people who've been on TV, and they're just great stories about the road. It's something that – people who haven't lived that life probably would really enjoy. My guest is Chip Chinnery. He is an actor, comedian, author, and he gives great money tips. And maybe we'll ask him for one next. And I'm going to tell you when we next coming up next, I'm going to give you my two favorite opening lines the comedians have used, and Chip's is one of them. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just like the sunny morning. You're listening to the Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Shaw, WAUK.
Just got a text from the 608. It says, just saw Dave Chappelle in Yellow Springs, Ohio 2 days ago. Wow. Yellow Springs.
That's where he lives.
Okay. How far is that from, like, Wiley's?
I think it's just south of Dayton, Ohio.
Okay.
It's like a hippie town. Like, say hippie because I'm from the 50s. I think it's a bohemian town, but I'm not sure.
It's a hippie town to you because you're from Cincinnati.
That's true. Bunch of long hairs. I was yelling at my neighbor across the street. He's a music producer type guy. And he said, who are all these people in the van? He says, musician. I said, damned long-haired rock and rollers. I just want to give the band a story to talk about.
One of my favorite lines.
Dayton looks so.
Oh, go ahead, Chip.
Sorry. Oh, Dayton, Ohio is it's east of. I'm sorry. Yellow Springs is east of Dayton, Ohio.
Yes, I see. I actually just pulled it up. That's kind of cool. Chappelle is just such a unique, idiosyncratic guy. You know what I mean? Doesn't he live on a farm or something like that? And I think he left L.A. and just moved to a farm.
I think he does have a bunch of land there.
And it's
that's great.
He still writes crazy, edgy stuff. It seems like he's crawling back into a Norman Rockwell painting, but he still comes out with this stuff that's so controversial that he writes on a farm. I don't get it, but it works for him.
Yeah. Let his mind run. There you go.
Yeah. So, all right. That's so I love Chip. When I used to work with you, I think the first time I worked with you, I heard you say one of my two favorite opening lines. It stood the test of time. You'd get on stage and you'd say to these people who have no idea who you are, are you excited to see me live? And it would be like,
how you folks doing? Good mood. Excited to see me live.
You'd get like this.
There you are.
A couple people would clap. Other people would look confused. Like,
we don't know who he is at all. I know you don't. It's a joke. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you want to
move around, everybody?
You want to hear my other favorite opening line?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a comic named Jack Simmons, and I was on Caroline's Comedy Hour in New York City, and he was on the same show as me. He was the first comic that went up, and his line is he would go up and he'd say, you ever have one of those days where you don't feel like going out, but your hair looks way too good to stay in? Love it.
Jack Simmons. Yeah, that's funny.
So, hey, it's tax time, Chip, and you run an awesome website called Chip's Money Tips.
Thank you.
It's great, and it's kind of a, I don't think you call yourself an expert or you're not a doctor of economics, but you're just a guy who's researched a lot of stuff. Who I've turned to over the years to say, what do you think about this or getting this credit card? Tell people about the website. And if you have any tax advice, we'd love to hear it because we're getting.
I'll give you my 2 cents worth.
Yeah,
Chip's Money Tips. It's money tips in a candy coated shell because most people are terrible with their money. Not you, other people. Talking about the other people, Pete. It's fun little stuff. The thing that I'm into right now is a hustle. I call it a hustle, but it's legal and. So if you have stocks or an IRA, you know, maybe you have a 401k and, you're like, well, I've got all this money saved in here. If you have a lot of that, by a lot, I mean $250,000, that's a lot. It's a lot of potatoes.
It was really close there.
Wells Fargo will give you $2,500 if you move that $250,000 over to them. I think it's called, you create a business checking account and you move your assets over there, $250,000, or they'll give you $2,500, and all you got to do is leave it there for 90 days. So if you're one of those people who are like, hey, man, I'm going to move it from my Fidelity account or my whatever account, or, you know, maybe you have it all still sitting at your employer, you can move it out of there.
Yeah.
Put it at Wells Fargo, and they'll give you $2,500. Now, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Beating, I kid you.
No, that's a lot of money.
Tasty trade. Yeah.
So,
well, it's a lot of money to have and a lot of money to as a bonus.
For just so, doing something that's not that difficult, it sounds like.
It's going to sit somewhere. So why do you have it sit somewhere where it gets you extra money?
Yeah.
And what Wells Fargo's thinking, well, you know, well, I just leave. People just tend to be, people are tend to not move much. So, you know, they're, oh, it's a big hassle to move my stuff there.
Right.
Well, it might take you a half an hour, you know. And
right.
You can get this information. I don't actually have it on my website right now, but you could just go to Wells Fargo, and that's what pops up on my Wells Fargo account when I sign in. I see the big thing right on the front page saying, hey, move your stuff here.
Yeah.
And that's one. If you have less money than that, Tasty Trades, another place that has another similar thing, they have a promotion right now if you move some of your assets over. It doesn't have to be $250, but they'll give you money. They have different tiers. If you move, let's say you move $5,000, they'll give you $100. $25,500. So
wow.
Now it's getting interesting. You have $100,000, they'll give you $2,000, and then it goes down from there. And that's Tasty Trade. And if you know, I have a link somewhere that I haven't put on my website that gets me a commission for going there. So if you really are a big fan of this idea and want me to send you the exact link, I will do that. Just come to chipsmoneytips.com.
It's a really fun website. Yeah. And you map it out really easily. It's found money basically. And there's some funny stuff there. Chip's a funny guy. So it's just great. And Chip, keep us posted, write another book, will you? And come back and, let's do this again soon.
Write a book about high-level show business in Hollywood. Maybe that's my next one.
You've definitely lived it.
I don't want to keep hearing about my road days, but you never know.
Follow Chip. Just follow him.
Again,
he posts great stuff on
his
website.
Nothing but huge stars in that book.
Thanks so much, buddy. You're the best. Have a great night.
Talk to you.
See you, Chip. That's Chip Chinnery. I want to thank all my guests tonight. There's only two of them, three of them. But pound for pound, good guess, right, Conrad?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of fun tonight on Nightlight.
Yeah, Ed the Diver, Silent Jay, who lived up to his name, who Conrad actually gave him a run for his money there with the silence. It was impressive how you guys kind of, it was a verbal battling of who could be more quiet.
Yeah.
From the 608, again, true, great town. That was the guy who saw, or the girl who saw Dave Chappelle in Yellow Springs, Ohio 2 days ago. That is really cool. And then Sherry checked in again too, said you guys always look great. Thank you, Sherry. So great when you're part of the show. Thank you all of you who texted or called in and watched the show on the stream. Another fun night of Nightlight here. We'll be back tomorrow night with Terry Barr, Rob Thomas, and Emerson Lehman, a full show. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. On behalf of my compadre Conrad, have a great night, everybody. Have a great night. Good night, Wisconsin.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
If college isn't the future for you, then why not consider building your career in the skilled trades and become a union carpenter apprentice? you can earn great pay, have great benefits, and have a secure future all without the college debt. You'll receive free training on and off the job site, and you'll be helping to build your community. To learn more, visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form for more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.